When their lovable losers won the 2016 World Series, Chicago Cubs fans no longer had to wait until next year. During the offseason, you couldn't blame celebrating Cubs fans for hoping that next year would take its time. But next year's here, and Cubs fans, with their team loaded with young stars, can look forward to a new baseball season and optimistically ask, what's next? The last time my Pittsburgh Pirates won the World Series was in 1979. Like the Cubs, they rallied from a 3-1 deficit to win three games in a row, including a dramatic Game 7. As fans headed to the ballpark for the 1980 home opener, they had every reason to feel optimistic about their Pirates as they wondered, what's next? Led by future Hall of Famer Willie Stargell, the Pirates were clear favorites to repeat as World Series champions. The team's slogan for a franchise that had never won consecutive World Series or had an attendance over 2 million was 2 in a row and 2 million fans. Unfortunately, plagued by injuries, slumps, and clubhouse distractions, the Pirates struggled in 1980 and didn't make the playoffs. Any hope that the team would bounce back in 1981 ended when the Pirates went into a tailspin after the season was disrupted by a players' strike. After just two seasons, the Pirates had gone from heavy favorites to repeat as World Series champions to a team expected to finish last in its division. A franchise that had hoped to attract over 2 million fans in 1980 now hoped that 1 million would show up in 1982. By the 1985 season, the Pirates were a team in turmoil, and the worst was yet to come, including a threatened move to another city. Frustrated by the team's poor play, falling attendance, and financial losses, the Galbraiths, the Pirates' owners since 1946, decided it was time to sell the team. To make matters worse, a Pittsburgh grand jury began deliberations in what would become known as the Pittsburgh drug trials. What emerged from testimony was a clear indication that the use of drugs, including cocaine, was common in the Pirates' clubhouse. Not only were current and former Pirates, including Stargell, implicated, the person who dressed as the Pirates' mascot was identified as a go-between for players and dealers. Near the end of the 1985 season, a feature article in the Sporting News announced the death of baseball in Pittsburgh. As far as the Sporting News was concerned, the 1979 Pirates theme song, "We Are Family," had become a funeral dirge, and the Pirates' home ballpark a funeral parlor. The burial of the Pirates, however, proved to be premature. Thanks to the Herculean effort of Pittsburgh's mayor to form a coalition ownership of business leaders, the Pirates stayed in Pittsburgh. And thanks to the spectacular play of a temperamental and controversial rookie named Barry Bonds, they started to play winning baseball again. There would be more disasters ahead for my Pirates, including another threatened move to leave town during a record-breaking 20 consecutive losing seasons. As for their prospects this season, the annual baseball magazines are not encouraging. Their experts are picking the Cubs to play in the World Series and the Cardinals to make the playoffs as a wildcard team. My Pirates, at best, should finish third in their division behind the Cubs and the Cardinals. Until she married me, my wife Anita was an optimist. But after over 50 years of putting up with me and my Pirates, she's decided that so far as life and baseball are concerned, she prefers a cautious, you never know, to a hopeful, what's next. So, Cub fans, you have every reason to have high hopes this season. But as I learned back in 1979, and as Anita is fond of saying, you never know. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.